You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
What's up, everybody? As you can see, we are again in a different location. We're trying new stuff. This is your girl, Nikki Trends.
I'm Manny Oso.
And we are your host of Bubble Bath Stories, your favorite 15-minute podcast. Special guest here. Please introduce yourself.
Hello. I don't know how loud to talk, so I'm just going to try my best. But I'm Norma Hernandez. I know Nikki and know Manny from work and from softball.
Oh, yes. Yes. Many stories for that. But Norma is here to talk about her book, Blue is for Girls. I don't know if you guys can see it. And also, I have a burning question that I've been dying to ask you.
Yes.
Have you heard Ariana Grande's new album?
I've only heard the songs that are on TikTok, which I think it's the
Boy one. Is Mine.
No, well, yeah.
What are we thinking? How are we feeling about this?
I honestly, like, it's just hard to listen.
Is it too poppy or what is it?
No, because she's a home wrecking lady.
I know, but the music. How's the music?
It's hard to get past because she's a home wrecking lady.
It's actually pretty good. But it's just hard because, like, I don't know, it's like, obviously we don't know them, but like everything that you hear in, like, hard to, like,
yeah,
not
she's,
think about that.
She's ballsy for that Boy Is Mine, yeah, thing, though. You're ballsy. Girl, no, you're ballsy.
Well, same with that one, that the first one that she came out, she was like, what Frick. Do you care whose dick I write? And I was like, girl.
All right. Well, now that we got that important stuff out the way, let's talk about your book,
yeah,
Blue
my
for
children's
Girls.
Book for yes. children.
Tell us about this real quick. How did, like, what's the story behind it? Tell
yeah.
me around it.
So what really kind of inspired me to do this was actually it was TikTok. And we were at work and we had a lot of free time, so I wanted to find, like, a side hustle, something that required very little work. And so I was, like, putting on TikTok, like, oh, like, what are some side hustles to generate income, like something that you don't actually have to go and do, and, like, it'll just make money on its own. And I saw people doing this, but the way that people advertise this was so different than my experience.
Yeah.
Side gig.
Yeah, they were like, it costs like $5 to get someone to illustrate this for you, and you could easily just put something on ChatGPT and, like, you'll have a story and you'll make income. And I was like, dope, that sounds cool.
And then
it was a lot. Well, here's the thing, I, like, if I was gonna do this, I wanted to make it special and I wanted it to mean something, so yeah. I didn't want to just spend $5.
Yeah.
Because, like, $5 will get you one character drawn. That's it. So if, like, you want a book, if you want, like, 24 pages, mm-hmm. it's going to cost more money. And so I was like, okay, I'll spend the money. Like, I really want to make something special and unique and not just have something on Amazon that, like, it's kind of cheapy, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of started the whole journey.
How long was the process? Like, would you say, if you had to put in months or...
I would say it took like 3-4 months.
That's not bad.
Really? I felt like it took forever.
I thought you were gonna say, like, it took me like a year and a half, really.
I guess it depends on like how you're releasing the book.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Because I did it like the most, like, easiest way possible for myself. I wrote the story and I had people at work to read it. So I got feedback right away.
Yeah.
And I went back and was editing. I think the thing that took longer was finding an illustrator. And Adle, like, she was so helpful, and she made the process so much easier. And she just knew, like, the vision that I had. And so when she just, you know, presented all the characters, there were, like, minor little things that I changed. Yeah. And I was like, this looks great.
Usually, I guess they like to change animals and people in these, like, children's book, you know, like, sometimes, like Arthur is an aardvark, you know?
Right, yeah.
Did you have trouble choosing between people or animals to be in a children's book? Or were you like, no, this is going to be about with people?
No, I think it was always going to be people. I think, I don't know, something that I've always heard is like write what you know. And so I was like, well, my favorite color is blue. So, and there were also, there's like also another story like this, very similar for boys, or I think for everyone, but it was like centered around this boy. So I was like, okay, this is going to be for girls and it's going to be more about what I know, which is blue can be for girls.
So then like, writing it and reading it, is it like, was it written like, I'm an adult now, this was told to me as a kid and I'm trying to fix it? Or is it more like, I'm an adult and I don't want people telling kids this?
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah.
Because I was like very fortunate that my parents loved that I loved blue. Like they would paint my room blue. They would always, like, to this day my mom gives me like little planners and it's blue.
Yeah. I was gonna ask, like, why was it so important? Because like he asked the questions about animals and stuff like that, and you said you always wanted it to be people. Why was it so important to have Latin representation? Because this is like a big, this, it seems like nothing, but this is like so prevalent in our culture, and it's so genderized. Like color is genderized. So, like, what? Why was it like so important that you have an illustrator who was also Mexican, and like the characters, why was that important to you?
Yeah, well, like, you know, my parents being very supportive and like didn't care about that. I did have like family members, nothing extreme like how this character was, but I mean, like, even for birthdays or for things, like like it's always the tías getting the gifts because the uncles aren't doing anything. It's true though. The uncle's always giving you money.
That's true, that's true. I want to ask real quick, actually, so there's a part in the story where she's looking for different clothes and she can't figure out what to wear, and you specifically mention the communion dress.
Yeah,
the white communion dress. Like, what was that about?
Because I don't know, I feel like my parents will never see this.
I mean, unless they're following us.
Like, when it comes to religion, like, I grew up Catholic, and I think a majority of Mexicans did, too.
It's huge. It's huge. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, you're forced to do it. So, like, in my closet, I have my little First Communion dress.
I hate that suit.
That's right. Guys have to wear the suit. So I just thought, like, when I was like looking in my closet, one of the like breaks that we had, I was like, oh dang, like I still have this dress.
Why do you still have it?
Because they won't get rid of it.
Did you try it on?
Oh no, it's like, it's not little girls. That's not gonna fit me. There's like so many things in there, like all my graduation like stuff.
What does the communion dress mean to you now?
I don't know, I think it was just something I had to do.
I was telling her it's funny because, yeah, we do, especially in Catholic culture, we do look at white as purity, but if you look at the light spectrum, is it white every color?
Black is no color. Yeah.
So then, is white, is it really pure? It's got everything in it, right?
Yeah, well, I guess I just wanted to like hone in on the fact that she was like Mexican, or someone who grew up in that kind of culture. Someone, I guess, who could relate. Like, if a little girl read this, like, oh, I have my communion dress too.
it's also, since you mentioned that we all grew up with it. I like that you include the mother's reaction as, ha ha ha, let me explain this to you, and not, who the fuck is Tia Lupe?
No, for sure. No, hold
on, wait. Is Tia Lupe the mom's sister, or is Tia Lupe like the Tia of the family, like, you know, the great aunts or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's more of like the Tia of the family.
I fucking told you.
We were wondering, because we were, when I was reading the manuscript you sent, those were on two different pages. So the first thing I read was, hold on, let me say that. Oh yeah, I said, Jessica's mom smiled, and I thought, really? That's all she did? But I feel like the conversation probably happened in some way, you growing up, right?
Yeah, so I feel like there's so many sides of, like, Mexican moms. There's the, like, no chingues kind of mom, like, hey, get your shit together. Yeah. Like, that's a, you just messed up your clean room that I just cleaned this morning. But then there's also the other kind of mom, which is my mom more. Don't get me wrong, she did yell at me. She was much more of like a gentle parent. And I think, I don't know, I think that's important to see, because I feel like if you are growing up in like a household where you are getting yelled at a lot, like it's nice to see that that's like not normal, or there are other ways of like handling the situation.
Is her, the mom's reaction, like you also telling parents, hey, don't be brash?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think like what really inspired me more about this story is when, like, back when I was in California, I worked at a thrift store, mm-hmm. and like I would get my regulars, right? And there was this one lady, I don't know if she was a mom or a grandma, but she would always bring her kid, and he would always, like, every time, always go for like the Barbies, the pink tutu, like all the girly stuff, right? And she would always get mad at him in front of everybody, like, that's for girls, this, like, go get a car or something, that's for boys, but like yell at him in front of people. And I was just like, I don't know what this kid's gonna grow up and his life is gonna be, but like I hate that, like, we put colors associated with like gender, and it's like that's not what it has to be. Like, like I grew up loving the color blue, and it's like my favorite color, and I'll wear it till probably I die. Like, literally, I've told people, like, get me blue roses.
So is the sequel gonna be like B is for beatdown, and it's just like the B mom is for, yeah, is it like the mom calling the Alupe, like, don't fucking tell my kid what that, she can or can't wear
an adult's.
That's is that the, like, more for the adults, like, the parents of the kids who have to read this?
Yeah, it's that dad that doesn't care what people say to her. Like, she's always just, like, she's always right. Yeah.
The traditions will die with her.
Yes, yes.
So, like, me growing up, I had the same issue, but not, like, I always wore my favorite color. Mm-hmm. To me, it was, like, I couldn't wear other, like, with my shoes, right? I always had to have black shoes because my parents wouldn't want me wearing shoes that got stained.
Right, yeah.
You know? So now I grow up and I like wearing colorful shoes, mm-hmm. right? And I think to myself, I should have did that when I was younger. When you were younger, what's a trend that you didn't do right? Like, what's something in your style growing up that you're like, I should not have done that?
I think it's important to know what generation you're in.
Oh, well,
really phrases.
I consider myself a zillennial because technically I'm Gen Z, right? I'm the beginning of Gen Z, but I'm the youngest.
So wait, what year were you born?
I'm 97.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I grew up with millennials.
Okay. So you're like an older Gen Z.
Yeah.
Just accept it. You're an older Gen Z.
Well, I say zillennial.
So, like, I tried doing Lugs boots. When I was younger, it was my first paycheck when I was 14. And my parents said, okay, now you can buy your own shoes. And I picked Lugs boots. I wish I didn't do that. Did you do something you wish you didn't do?
I mean, yeah, I would say even, yeah, same with boots, like the Uggs. Because I remember every girl had them. Every girl in California. So it was like the UGG boots and then the short shorts and then whatever top, right? Your Aeropostale top or your Hollister top. That was the style. And so I remember, like, telling my mom, I really want some UGG boots. We couldn't afford those UGG boots. So she got me, like, very similar ones from, like, a catalog.
Like Bear Claws or whatever. Like,
some from, like, Avon or something. Yeah. Oh, that
is the boots.
And I remember one time it was like rainy and I was like, oh, I'm gonna put wear my boots.
No, not right now.
And I messed those boots up so bad.
Dude, were you just like riddled with guilt?
I was so sad. I was more sad. I didn't even think about getting in trouble. But then I did get in trouble.
I am a millennial, and so I feel like all the fashion during our time was just like god awful terrible. I'm always, I'm a part of the generation that wore blazers to the club, so like I hate everything that's coming back. I feel the way I dress now, I was born in the wrong generation. I was like, how did people let me dress like that? It's like crazy wild.
Wait, but I'm curious, did you enjoy going to the club? Because I feel like the club scene has changed. Not that I would know, because I was like a child.
First of all, Norma, offended.
Did any of us actually enjoy it?
Yes, I had fun at the club. Like I was
like, I remember seeing my sister getting dressed up, and it was just like a totally different thing than what I do now. Like I just wear jeans and my tattoos.
Yes,
and
you Gen Zers are very more lax.
You mean the dressing up part?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like that, also everything.
I loved it. That was the best part of it. Getting the outfits together, getting with your boys. The whole thing about like Jersey Shore when they were saying t-shirt time, bro, that like was like a thing. When they said that, everybody looked at each other like, that's what we're going to call it. You kidding me? We would pregame. Nobody put on, we would all have our undershirts or our white beaters. No muscles. We'd be like, t-shirt time.
We're talking about the club in the library.
Yeah, the club. I hated the dressing up part because I had like just entered into the heel phase of my life.
Yeah.
So like I hated it, but anytime I can get away with wearing sneakers with a dress or a skirt, I would definitely do it. I will say this. I feel like we started the backpack trend. Like we used to wear our backpacks all the time before it was like cool. And when I moved to Florida from New York, I wore sneakers with dresses and these bitches used to make fun of me. Like I was fine, but now everybody's fucking dead. So like, you know who you are.
People used to make fun of me for wearing snapbacks and curving my hat. But now everybody does it.
Wait, what? I've never heard that.
Oh, oh my gosh. It's like you can't adjust it. You have to like style it. It was a 2000s thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like.
No, it was a thing. It was a 2000s thing.
I want to know.
That sounds so far back. A 2000s thing.
It's like 24 years ago. No. Like 2000.
Not like 24 years ago. It was 24 years ago.
Well, we're saying 2000.
I wanted to talk about
what your
Thea Lupe moment was, where you were like, why, what, like, huh?
Like in real life?
Yeah, like in real life. You put it in here because it happened in Norma.
I just think it's like always going to be the Theas who are going to be like that.
I mean, but did you have an experience like that where you were just like,
Not like that. It was totally, I don't know, it was totally different. I just like, there was something that happened to someone that I care about, and it wasn't really about like the color of your clothes or anything like that. It was more of the color of your skin. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like thinking like, well, if she could say that to us, like I can only imagine if this is like her kind of like thought process or like how she would actually think. And then I have like another aunt who we're all fighting at the moment with. But it's like the stubbornness, like the ones who just like don't want to let things go and like move on, and like doesn't matter if we're family, like they'll just say whatever they want to say.
It is interesting you say that it was a skin color thing though, because that is nuts that it goes through the race like that, where people say, well, you can't wear that because of your skin color. And I only say that because growing up, I never really dressed like my brothers did, like in an urban style. I always was kind of into tight clothes, you know, like Aeropostale or Hurley and stuff like that. Not tight, but well-fitted. But I would be around the people that I would hang out with, and they would all have baggy clothes. And I would be told, you're dressing white. Yeah. But even my parents didn't like it. So it's like, well, what do you want me to be?
And those kind of, because I'm not, so like those kind of aunts are like everything I don't want to be.
Yeah.
So like sometimes when I find like my nieces or nephews like say something crazy, I'm like, hold, no, that's not, we don't.
Like, we're not going to do this.
That's not. You can have your own opinions. You're allowed to have your own opinions. You should fight for your opinions. But also like, be careful about how you're throwing your opinions. And like, they're teenagers.
I'm
going
to clip this part and send it to my, to my fam who needs to hear it.
I mean, because like right now, most of them are teenagers and it's right. Like, that's a hard time as it is. And so like, I'm not your parent. I want to be a vehicle, a vessel for you to talk to me about things that you feel like you can't talk to your parents to, which I feel like they're all fortunate where they have parents that they can talk to. But like, sometimes it's also like your parents' mind is not your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay too. So like, sometimes I know you're saying this because like you grew up in a situation because like they have to teach you differently. But I'm telling you, in the real world, like that's not, no.
Yeah.
And just like, I love that they're, you know, my sisters and their husbands have cultivated environments for all, like for their kids to thrive in different ways. And so like, that makes me feel happy for them because like, I didn't really get that. And so I had to like find it through friends and like how I did things. And so like, when I read that part about like, she's like, you're supposed to be wearing this, not right. I was like, my visceral reaction was like.
Yeah, and that's why I also say like, it's the tia of the household, or like it's definitely not her sister. Cause I feel like if it were my sister, I would tell her like, hey, shut up.
What I told her that if I was the dad is over here probably thinking like, what did your sister say to my daughter? Because I'd be like, I know that wasn't my sister. But it makes sense. It's the family's Thea. She probably isn't even related to anybody there. Is there something like a gender norm that you do now that anybody in your family gets on you about? Like, I don't know if it's a gender norm, but my pops gets on me about my colorful socks and shoes.
I get it a lot.
Yeah. Is there something you get?
I'm sure there's something. I just probably like if I'm getting ready and I wear like a casual dress and I wear my sneakers, they're like, that's not very like, doesn't look good with your outfit. Like, you should wear some like flats or like some heels to go with the dress. I'm like, no, I'm comfortable. I'm gonna wear this.
Flats never looked comfortable, are they?
They're not. No,
they are not. I think it does depend the shoes of the dress, dude.
For sure.
but
yeah, it's still like change out of your sneakers. Like, sneakers aren't good.
So my dad, bless his heart, he was always like, my daughters need to walk outside like princesses. And so like, that used to irritate the fuck out of me because like, it takes long for women to look presentable sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I will say it's doing household stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's doing household stuff. Like, whenever I'm home, my brother's always like, hey, make me a sandwich. Oh, I'm like, you only ask me because I'm a girl. And he just does that to like poke my buttons because he makes me food all the time. And so like, whenever they're cooking, it's like, oh, go help your mom, like go help. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'd rather go scoop out the poop outside in the backyard. Like, genuinely, like, I much prefer
outdoor work
yes, than like household work.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but it's just like what I prefer.
I 1000% agree with you. My whole life I've been told, well, if you don't cook, how are you gonna take care of your kids and your husband if you don't do that? And I always said I will find a husband that knows how to cook and we'll get a maid and my kids will be fucking okay. And guess what, guys? I found a man who knows how to cook and he cleans and I'm okay.
I don't know about my brothers. I know my brothers know how to cook and clean and everything. But like, I don't know, something about me. I just, my mom and my dad raised me to sustain myself if I can't find a woman. So therefore, and I always learned like growing up that you're supposed to know how to at least cook three meals, like three actual meals just in case. So I mean, I took all that stuff to heart. If I have to, I'll cook and clean and all that stuff. But to me, it's more like, how can people be in a messy home? Like, how do dudes wait till somebody cleans? Like, I've been in roommate situations where I was with like four other dudes and it's like, you guys are really gonna wait for somebody to come in? No, this is gross.
I think what's crazy is I come from all sisters, so like that whole like mentality was really thrown. I think my sisters had to do it a lot for like my dad and stuff, but like I didn't grow up like that. So when I would go visit my dad, he'd be like, "Oh, can you iron the shirt?" And if it wasn't like he'd be like, "Did you even?" I'm like, "I didn't go to college to learn how to iron. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what this is." So like he's eventually just stopped asking me to do stuff.
Yeah, like when my mom's in Mexico, like my dad makes me food. When my mom's in Mexico, like my dad's the one who makes the food, and I'll be like backyard, like getting all the dog poop and like clean. It's probably not good, but it's like better than what it was before.
My parents worked a lot of overtime, so my dad would tell us to make sure the house is clean and dinner is at least started, so my mom could come and take over. So it's like my pops even ingrained it into us. Like, you guys don't. Do not wait for a woman to come and clean. You have to be clean. Like he told us, you have to be clean.
No, yeah. Well, it's funny because I think it's just like a universal thing because my brother told me a story when he studied abroad in Italy. I think he was like the only Mexican guy, and he was the only one ironing his clothes and like folding it, and everyone was asking him, how do you do that? And these are like, I'm like, this is just so simple things. Like, what do you mean? Yeah, like, you went to study abroad without your mom, and your mom didn't teach you how to do any of this?
It's funny because it's like, I think, yes, you should know the basics of it, but you should never harp on somebody who's like, I don't find joy in cooking. Manny actually finds joy in cooking. Like, I have family who thinks every time they're like, oh, Manny, I'm like, yeah, Mitch, like, he likes doing it. Why would you want a meal from someone who is doing it against their will?
That's true.
I always say you don't know how clean something is unless you cleaned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I agree with you. Fight the power, sister. Stay vigilant. If you could choose colors, though, right? Because I think pink and blue are dumb. But if you could have chose the colors
to associate with,
yeah, colors would you associate?
That's hard
because I already thought about this. Brown for boys, orange for girls.
Orange for girls,
yeah.
Why?
I don't know, because it's like bright and fiery, and you could wear it with like a bunch of different stuff. You could wear it in the winter, I recommend it. You could wear it anytime. Brown, I feel like boys,
brown is a good color for guys,
dirty, like, and so like
I was thinking clothes.
No, yeah. And so, like, you can't really see it. Black, you can actually see, like, when you have a stain as a brown, it kind of blends in. So you.
Nikki wants underpants to be brown. That's all I got for that. I actually wanted to ask if
it would make it less noticeable, though.
if you could go back and start a trend yourself, like some kind of style trend, and then be able to say, hey, I started that, what would it be?
The only thing I can think about that was like very much my look was like headbands. Yeah, but mine were really tiny because like we couldn't like, because it was like cheaper to get a whole pack and not like the big ones. So I would have my little tiny like headband. And like right now, like those like bows or ribbons are really popular. I thought it was like, because I have like younger friends and they're all telling me like, I was thinking about getting my sister some like bows, and I was like, why, like JoJo Siwa, like what do you mean? And then she showed me pictures and I was like, oh wow, these are really cute. I didn't know this was a style.
Have you seen, I've just gotta ask this before I ask the actual question.
Okay,
have you seen Grease,
the movie, right?
Yeah. Or any you know what that is?
Yeah.
Do you know the characters?
I
do. You know what the pink ladies are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you've seen Mean Girls?
Yes.
Okay. Who wins in a fight? The pink ladies or the mean girls?
The pink ladies. They're all talk. They don't actually fight.
Actually, I think you're wrong. What? I think the little bitches and Mean Girl are actually more dangerous because they play psychological warfare. Oh. Pink ladies are going to shiv you.
For sure. But if we're talking about like physical fight, yes.
Oh, yeah. Physical fight, yeah.
But then who rules the school?
Mean Girls all the time. All the time. The pink ladies are afraid of the Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Wait, they're called the Plastics. Just like, that's what they're called.
Oh, yeah. I think the Plastics, because they're kind of like the president. Like, everybody knows them, whereas the pink ladies, they're more of like...
The misfits.
Yeah. And you don't want to like...
They have no political power.
Norma, thank you so much for being with us. I know we had a lot of tech issues at the beginning, but please let the people know where they can find Blue is for Girls.
Yeah, definitely. It's on Amazon, very easy to find, searchable, or Barnes & Noble, online only.
Ooh, and where can everybody find you?
You can find me Instagram at NormaG_H.
Awesome. And obviously we'll have all that information for you guys like on the screen and in the show notes. You know how it goes. If you guys want to find out what we're up to, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Bubble Bath Stories.
If you want to find me, I'm on Instagram at Got No Time For This.
You can find me at Nikki Trends on IG. If you guys are looking for some official merchandise, you can head over to our website, bubblebathstories.co. And if you're looking to talk to us, vent to us, share good news that maybe you can't tell anybody, share bad news you don't know, I don't know, whatever, you guys can give us.
Or tell us about your tia.
Oh, yes. Tell us about your tia. You guys can hit us up on our Google Voice number, which is 347-878-1144. If you don't learn this number, we are going to fight. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, bye.